It is our honor to invite tonight to address the believers as we are here in solidarity with the Palestinian oppressed. We invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi, who is going to be speaking about Western hypocrisy, ethical justification of Israel's genocide of the Palestinians. We invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Bari al-Khalaq ajma'in. مبعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القريشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على عدائهم عداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير صدق الله العلي العظيم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and especially SOQ for standing like always in the front line of defending the Islamic values and humane values. Alhamdulillah. Tonight we are gathered to talk about Palestine and what's going on. To our brothers and sisters there, it's a very, you know, bad and dire situation for our brothers and sisters. And tonight I'm going to, inshallah, say that what is going on now in Gaza, is the worst catastrophe in the modern human history. The worst one. Because you may come forward and say that the Second World War, with tens of millions of innocent people, many of them innocent people, been killed, may be worse than what's going on now in Gaza. But I want to say no. This incident in Gaza and what's going on to our brothers and sisters is worse. Because you know, in the 40s, in 1941, 42, until the 45, end of the Second World War, there was, you know, no social media. There were no, you know, established security council. There were no slogan of the human rights and so on and so forth. And people being killed in Europe. But there was no killing live. Today, the Zionist regime is killing people live on TV. You can watch that. The whole world can watch that. But cold-blooded, without any hesitation, easily. This is the worst one in the modern history of the mankind. Because I think even Hitler, the evil Hitler, I think even him would hesitate if his killings on those areas would be published live. Even Hitler would hesitate. So this is a major incident in our history. And alhamdulillah, this time no one has an excuse to stand idle. Because every time that something happens, we have some people, Muslim people, non-Muslim people, who take stand, you know, and take stances in between. No to war, no to war, no to war. But today, even the Western media, even the mainstream Western media is under severe pressure to tell the truth. And you know what's happening now? And it was the main subject of my lecture tonight. Western leaders and Western mainstream media, as well as Israel, they are justifying this bloodshed, this genocide, this ethnic cleansing, you know, nothing less. They are getting rid of a race, of an ethnic group, Arab Palestinians. And some of the officials of the Israeli government announced that and openly said that. There was a speech by this demonic president of Zionist regime, his name I don't know, Herzog. He said that there are no innocent people in Gaza. No innocent people in Gaza. Do you believe that? 2 million people, half of them children, they are not innocent. This is the public declaration of what? And permission of what? Of killing people, innocent people, civilians. Like this Jordan Peterson, the person many, maybe Muslims revered because his stance is against feminism. After what happened, after what Hamas did, he has a tweet. He says what? He mentions Netanyahu and he says, give them hell. Alhamdulillah, all the faces now, all the veils are now uncovered. But what's going on the ethical aspect of the situation is more important. Because as I said, Western leaders, Western powers, Western media, they are justifying what is Zionist regime doing by ethics. It's unbelievable. It's unprecedented. You know, Hitler, Genghis Khan, Genghis Khan, they would, you know, cause atrocities, genocide, but they wouldn't loudly justify this by ethics. Okay? But they are doing this and justifying this by moral foundations. They say what? I saw an interview of the Prime Minister of Denmark. She was showing her solidarity with the Israelis, the casualties. And one journalist asked her, what about Palestinian civilians? It's a very easy question, yeah? Asked her. And she is the fancy leader of a fancy country, the happiest country, yeah, in the world, as they say. She said, these two things are incomparable. Israel is a democracy. So we mourn innocent casualties of Israel. But the other side, she didn't mention, but literally she's talking about some barbarians. Yes? They have civilians, but we're not going to mourn. We're not going to give them condolences, no, because they are not democracy. They are not with the West. And do you believe that they are looking at the lenses of the cameras and saying that? Leaders of the free world, yeah? As this spokeswoman of the White House, one journalist asked her about the other side of this story, the Palestinian side. She said, there are no two sides. This is just one side. Israel, this is what she said. There are no two sides. They're just Israeli side. Israel was attacked and has all the rights to defend itself. You have heard this repeatedly these days. Why? Because Israel is a democracy. Yes, they say, is good with the best. Yeah. And does always abide by all the international laws. And cares about the human rights. And because, the more important argument here, and because Vold owes Israel after what happened by Nazis, they say. So they have every right to do anything they want because their ancestors, their fathers, they say they have been killed like that in Holocaust. So there are so many justifications here on the table. And what is Hamas? Hamas is just a terrorist group. Invaded Israel and killed civilians, they say. Alhamdulillah, this war, you know, despite the fact that it caused many, you know, problems for our brothers and sisters, which is heart-wrenching, but it shows the true face of the so-called free world. And I hope that this clarifies everything for the Muslim world. Because even until now, we have this hope that maybe US, Germany, UK, maybe they help us so we can have a balance of power with Israel. Okay? They are openly defending the oppressor and closing their eyes on the death of the oppressed. Because, you know, even according to the international law, after the agreements of 1967, these lands that Hamas invaded and Hamas attacked, these are Palestinian lands stolen by the settlers of Israel. This is not the land of Israel. Even according to the international law, I'm not talking about the truth. And the truth is Palestine, as the leader said, is Palestine بين من البحر إلى النهر. The whole land belongs to the Palestinian people. But okay, even according to the international law, they did nothing wrong. This is so important, brothers and sisters. This is like a rape scene. They are justifying. Look, there is a rapist and there is a victim. And the victim is defending himself or herself by slapping in the face of the rapist. But the person who is judging, he says, what's going on? Why are you slapping in the face of the person? You are a terrorist. After years of the siege around Gaza, they blocked every path to the Gaza. And you know they say, what they say? They say, yes, we cut electricity, water, supplies, and everything. And we were giving you electricity and water. This is what is going on in the world, brothers and sisters. There is no reasoning. There is no way to reason with these people. The president of the United States of America comes to occupied lands and he openly defends everything that that government is doing. Just compare this with what was happening in Ukraine. You know, I saw a, you know, interesting tool here. In Ukraine, after I think 2 years of war, less than 500 children been killed. And we don't know if they were killed by bombing, by, you know, or by other, you know, causes of the death. But in Gaza, until now, 10 days from this war, more than 1,500 children were killed in 10 days. 150 for each day. When a so-called leader of the free world, cannot be awakened by this. How can you awake this person? And they are presenting ethical justification for that, brothers and sisters. And that is so important. That is so important to understand that. And you know what's happening now? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. If you look at the collective outcome of the media now, you see that Zionist regime is losing the battle of the narration. Alhamdulillah. Not by us, not just by Muslims, even by Western activists. And now, I think, because many of the students of Hosea, they ask, what should we do now? If we could go to Gaza, that I think that was our duty. Because they are killing our Muslim brothers and sisters on the daily basis. And we had to give our life to defend them, okay? But now that every path is blocked, we have to break this ethical narrative of the Western mainstream media that is justifying the atrocities caused by Israel. And we can do that. And alhamdulillah, you are in SOQ, and here, brothers and sisters, even, you know, years before this, they were doing this. And we have to do that. Brothers and sisters, we have to show the world what is going on now. And after that, I think the only solution for the issue of Palestine is only what Imam Khomeini said. This great man, 40 years ago, he said there is no way to reason with these people. I saw an interview, I think it was the PLO ambassador, Fatah ambassador, I think in the UN or somewhere else. He was talking with one of those famous medias, I don't remember. And he said, we recognized Israel 30 years ago. In return of what? So they recognize us as a country. So they recognize Palestine as a country. So they retreat to the 1967 lands. He says they did nothing. He says we got nothing. After 30 years of trying so hard to reason with these people. It is impossible. It is impossible. The only way is resistance. And our brothers and sisters in Hamas, not only they are not terrorists, but they are the most decent, modest, sincere human beings that now we know on the face of this planet. Because they are fighting the biggest hypocrisy, the biggest evil in the world. And we help them and support them, and we continue to support them. We don't just say free Palestine. We stand with Palestine, and we stand with our brothers and sisters in Hamas. That is important. That is important. They gave blood for tens of years. Their leaders been assassinated. Their families were torn apart. Just to defend Palestine. They didn't want anything else. They just say, give us back our land. Give us back our houses. When it comes to Zelensky, you give him everything he wants to do what? To stand against Russia. And what is the justification? His lands, his territory, was stolen by Russia, they say. And you know that the cause of that war is NATO and is US and no one else. And they know that. When it comes to them, they say that. But when it comes to the Palestinian people and the resistance of Palestine, they always start to label them as terrorists. We will, inshallah, stand with them. And we have to justify what the resistance now is doing. And brothers and sisters, I know on the daily basis we are witnessing what's going on to all those children. I saw a video today. I think it was a brother. He was doing talqeen to his brother. And he would say to him, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha. And he was dying. His brother, I think 3-4 years old. And he would tell him, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Say louder, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is why Shahid Mutahhari, maybe 50 years ago, he would say the Shimr and the Yazid of the time of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, they are dead. You have to know the Shimr and Yazid of your time. These people are our Shimr and Yazid of our time.
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
We all see these videos coming out, and it's really saddening, and we don't know what to do. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the promise of our leader that Israel will not see 25 years after this, this is a divine promise. And inshallah, 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 we will witness that this promise will come true. And Gaza, because they are planning for the ground offensive attack to Gaza, this will be their swamp.
Magda Israel. Magda Israel.
It will be their swamp. And they will, inshallah, see the real strength of the resistance. They will see that. And I think they have some calculations, but alhamdulillah, they have enough stupidity to do this. And by that, because we don't know the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, when Musa and his companions, when Pharaoh let them go from Egypt to Palestine, they were going and they faced the Nile River. And when they got to the Nile River, Pharaoh changed his mind and he wanted to come and exterminate them. This is a beautiful scene in Quran. Look, brothers and sisters. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ. Then both sides saw each other. The Musa and his companions, and the Fir'aun and his soldiers. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابَ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. The companions of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, they said, we are done. It's over. Yes? What did Musa respond? قَالَ كَلَّا Never! إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me and He will guide me. And the true followers of Musa today are not those people, the followers of Theodor Herzl and followers of Zionism. The true followers of Musa alayhi salam are the people of Gaza. Because they are the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And inshallah, history will repeat itself, inshallah. And this is the moment of falamma tara al-jam'an. And this is the question that we may ask, that
إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Is it over? And Musa, or the representative of Musa, says, كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And they will cross the Nile, and Pharaoh and his soldiers will be annihilated. Inshallah ar-Rahman. But it requires many things. It requires blood from our side. They are giving their blood, our plus Palestinian brothers and sisters. It requires efforts. It requires tiredness. We've got to do whatever we can do, inshallah, to help them. Because, you know, there are, you know, so many countries, they have common borders with the Zionist regime, doing nothing. They are witnessing what's happening, doing nothing. The only side that is helping, that is threatening, is our brothers of the resistance in Lebanon. And they've given more than, I think, 10 martyrs in these 10 days. We have to do, inshallah, whatever we can do. And I believe, inshallah ar-Rahman, that Rasulullah, and we know that for certainty, that Rasulullah does not abandon his ummah. And Amirul Mu'mineen, and don't think that they are, this is not a story of Shia Sunni. Today, I saw a video of a Palestinian mother, and she would say that, and she lost his sons, and she would say that my sons are not better than Hassan and Hussein. When they got killed and martyred, who are my sons? They are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah. And inshallah, we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night, because this is the special night of ziyarah of Sayyid al-Shuhada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon us, inshallah, and helps us so we can get rid of this vicious enemy who really represents shaitan. Inshallah, we say salam to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And after the speech, inshallah, you will have a gathering supporting Palestine. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد الصلاة عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي خلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Let's recite 5 times. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه. For our oppressed brothers and sisters in Gaza. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أما يجيب المضطر إذا
دعاه ويكشف السوء أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي بإلهيتك يا الله اللهم اشغل الظالمين بالظالمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفار وأهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم اخذل من خذل المؤمنين اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج رحم الله من يقرأ